Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Again, thank you to Nellie Wilson for starting the night off right. I'm going to do my show and then follow it with Joshy P and Outlaw Radio Chicago. Tuesday nights are where it's at, motherfuckers. Alright, well, this is the White Trash Revival, episode 80. I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash, as always. I start off the show tonight with Scott H. Byram with Truck Driver. And this show here is going to be dedicated to all you truck-driving motherfuckers. I think what you guys do is a hard job. I know I couldn't drive as long as you motherfuckers do day in, day out, because just driving for 2 hours gets on my fucking nerves. Because, well, a couple days ago I had to drive up to Washington, D.C. No, I live in Ohio. I had to go up to D.C. to pick up my daughter. She was up there on the school trip, and she had obligations for the weekend. So we had to go get her from the school trip early and bring her back home. And I've drove quite a few places. I've drove to Florida a few times. I've drove to South Carolina. I've drove to Tennessee, Chicago, Kentucky. And driving to Washington, D.C. is by far the worst drive ever. It was like 7.5-8 hours, but I mean, there's nothing to see at all. It's all like, not big mountains, but kind of mountainous and curvy, and there's really nothing to see. It's a fucking boring ass trip, and I hated it. And I could drive to Florida, no problem, because you know, there's sights to see and all kinds of goofy shit. But D.C. was all back country fucking nastiness. I hated it. And when we got up there, it was pretty crowded. But, you know, my daughter went up there for her school trip because she's in the National Honor Society, something that I never was in. So I decided, fuck it, I'm going to do a show and dedicate it to you truck drivers. Even though some of you are assholes and cut me off when I'm driving, I'd like to pull over at the nearest rest stop and whoop your ass, but, you know, I'm an aggressive driver anyways. But it was a good time up there in D.C., you know. We went to the Pentagon Mall, which is huge, like 4 floors. And when we got there, I had to shit so fucking bad. So we're going in through Macy's. Hey, I'm trying to find somebody. Where's your restroom at? Third floor. So I go up third floor, nothing. I'm walking around, I'm in a fucking panic because I feel a cantaloupe-sized turd getting ready to pop out my ass. So I said, let me find a food court. So I go out into the mall itself. I leave Macy's, go out in the mall itself, and I'm looking for a food court. I look down, 4 floors down is the food court. So I get on the escalator. And this type of escalator doesn't take you straight down to the bottom. You have to get off on the next floor, walk around, get on the escalator, take it down, get off, walk around the next one, so on and so forth till I get all the way down the bottom. So I'm fucking scurrying, looking for a fucking bathroom. I go the wrong way. So then I finally found it. I get in there. They had 4 stalls. Wouldn't you know it? There was a motherfucker in each stall shitting. I'm like, what in the fuck? And then there's 2 guys lined up waiting to get in there and shitting. Now, that's something I really don't like to do, shit after someone else has shitted, but if I really have to go, then I'll do it. So then I go to the family bathroom. Locked. Fuck me. So then I walk back out in the food court, looking, trying to scan where a bathroom might be. Nothing. So I turn back around and go back in the bathroom. I see a janitor, a younger lady, possibly Hispanic. I said, yes, could you tell me where another bathroom might be? She says, bathroom right there. I said, no. Is there any other bathroom here besides this one? Oh, yeah, bathroom right there. So I said, you don't have a fucking clue what I'm saying, do you? Oh, yeah, bathroom right there. Stupid bitch. So I go back in the bathroom. Still, the fucking toilets were all taken. But at least there weren't people waiting in line. So I said, fuck. I go back into the family bathroom. Voila, it opens. I go in there. I lock the door. I look. No toilet paper. No paper towels. Nothing to wipe my ass with. Not to mention, there's fucking blood on the seat. I didn't give a fuck about the blood. I had to shit. I would have squatted. But there's no toilet paper. So then I go out of there. I go back into the men's bathroom, which is like 3 paces away. And I find some toilet paper. I grab toilet paper. I go back. The motherfucking family bathroom's locked. Needless to say, I found a bathroom on the 4th floor, and I finally got to do my business, which was awesome, and it felt terrific. But, yeah, that was my story of D.C. in a nutshell. Yeah, the drive there and the drive back sucked dick. I'd rather jerk off an elderly trucker at a fucking 7-Eleven than do that trip again. Actually, I'd like to do that as opposed to quite a few things. But, yeah, let's go ahead and get the next set. And after this set, I'll get in some little news for you. So, here you go. Enjoy.
Well, hey, DJ, I want you play a truck driving song. Play some Dave Dudley or some Red Soul Pine, cause I gotta push this load on. And it's been a month of Sunday since I seen my baby. Got a mighty, mighty long road home. Well, hey there, fella on the radio, play a truck driving song. Well, I'm a third generation truck driver. I've been up in a big rig before I ever went home. And I don't know nothing about working in no warehouse, but I can tell you everything about a Peterbilt from 1956 on. Well, hey, DJ, I want to play a truck driving song. Play some Dave Dudley or some Red Soul Pine, girls, I gotta push this load on. And it's been a month of Sunday since I seen my baby. Got a mighty, mighty long road home. Well, hey there, fella on the radio, play a truck driving song. This country to the other, way down in Key West, up to Nome. Then I don't know nothing about working in no factory, but I can tell you everything about a Mack truck from 1948 on. Well, hey DJ, I want you play a truck driving song. Play some Dave Dudley on some Red Soul Pine, girls, I gotta push this load on. And it's been a month of Sunday since I seen my baby. Got a mighty, mighty long road home. Well, hey there, fella on the radio, play a truck driving song. I want to play a truck driving song. Play some Dave Dudley or some Red Soul Pine, girls, I gotta push this load on. And it's been a month of Sunday since I seen my baby. Got a mighty, mighty long road home. Well, hey there, fella on the radio, play a truck driving song. I said, hey there, fella, won't you let me just a beller out a truck driving song.
Oh, I should have filled my thermos at that truck stop I just passed. 40 miles to Dallas, and I'm fading fast. I let my mind wander back just to help me stay away. Does Mary Lou McCarty know I love her to this day? Some people call it puppy love, but it's dogged me all these years. I rolled down my window to wash away the tears. I know she lives in Dallas, and I know I'll never call. It's a long way from lost everything to once we had it all. 18 wheels roll on past a love that's been long gone. At least it's been long gone for one of us. The city lights are shining bright on me and this big rig tonight while I'm driving past my one and only love. 18 wheels roll out of sight. I whisper Mary Lou goodnight. Just another trucker passing by. I'll unload in Tulsa, maybe go out on the town. I'll circle back this way from that Tulsa turnaround. This road goes on forever, and forever never ends. For now it's goodbye, Dallas, till I see you once again. At least it's been long gone for one of us. The city lights are shining bright on me and this big rig tonight while I'm driving past my one and only love. 18 wheels roll out of sight. I whisper Mary Lou goodnight. Just another trucker passing by. Just another trucker passing by.
All right, we got off in this set with Pee Wee Moore and Awful Dreadful Snakes with Truck Driving Song. If hardly any of you folks heard of Pee Wee, you need to find him and pick up some of his shit. He's a real good artist. I got his CD probably 2 or 3 years ago, and it's still in my playlist. Good, good artist. I followed that with Junk Rod Joe and the Cadillac Hearse with Bad Mother Trucker. And I ended it with Stan Cox with Just Another Trucker. Once again, this is the truck driving episode. I tried to get fancy horns and big rig sounds and all that shit, but fuck it, I'm too lazy. And really what it's all about is the music, so I'm going to play the music. Fuck all the sounds. There you go, how you like that? Alright, news I got. Next week, I will do an interview on episode 81 with Lisa and her kin, Lisa Miller. If you haven't heard of them, they're a band out of, I want to say, Portland, Oregon, somewhere out west. But yeah, I'll have her on. I might have her brother on with her, Ian Miller. They're a good band. So check out that one next week. All right, let's keep on moving down the line, shall we? Thank you.
your destination. Drop off that load. Keep a bare pitch. We'll come back and do it again. Whether Peterbilt or Western Star, Freightliner International, Big Old Ford, a Wright or a Mack or a Kenworth, keep pushing wind. Hey, driver. Hey, northbound, out of 113, there were bears around. A four-wheeler got a look, he took his picture in to give him the prize. Oh, I appreciate it, but from my back door, you look clear back to 74, where I seen a local yokel pull a gator off your side. Day in, day out, same old, same old. That's the life you lead, if you lead life on the road. Day in, day out. Same old, same old. That's the life you lead if you lead life on the road. DOT's got his hammer down. He's advertising. Damn, he's looking mean. I appreciate it. That's a big 10-4, but I've been down this road before. He's got a long book under my dad and one under my seat. Hey, driver, this here's my stop, and I'll get to you on the flip-flop. You keep it safe. I'll try to do the same. I copy that. Right back at you. When you're this way, I'll try to catch it. We'll do a groove. I'll even let you pay. Hey, hey. Day in, day out. Same old, same old. That's the life you lead if you lead life on the road. Day in, day out. Same old, same old. That's the life you lead if you lead life on the road. That's the life you lead if you lead life on the road.
Trucker's life is full of strife, but it's not hard to know why. They got no time for church on Sunday, nor time for a wife. They've always got a run to make that's got to be on time. Their souls are black as coffee, and that's the reason why. Ain't no diesel trucks in heaven, boys, they've all drove to hell. Diesel smoke and heaven's cloud don't mix very well. The angels up in heaven all have wings to fly about, while the demons down in hell drive diesel trucks around. Know the darkest streets, they don't fit down narrow roads, and the way stations and the pearly gates won't take their heavy loads. I once knew a trucker who prayed to God above. When he died, his prayers were jackknifed, and the devil took his truck. Ain't no diesel trucks in heaven, boys, they've all drove to hell. Diesel smoke in heaven's clouds don't mix very well. The angels up in heaven all have wings to fly about, while the demons down in hell drive diesel trucks around. Nothing against heaven, but it's hard to deny the power of the devil's convoy and all its diesel strife. If I get to heaven and my truck gets left behind, I'll sing this song to Jesus and try to change his mind. And he'll say, ain't no diesel trucks in heaven, boy, they've all drove to hell. diesel smoke and heaven's cloud don't mix very well. The angels here in heaven all have wings to fly about, while the demons down in hell all drive diesel trucks around.
All right, we start off this set with the Truck Stop Preachers with Down, Down, Down. I followed that with Dale Watson, Hey Driver. And I ended it with Bob Wayne, Ain't No Diesel Trucks in Heaven, which is on the Outlaw Radio Chicago compilation, Volume 1. You can pick that up at solitaryrecords.com. Check it out. Pick it up. It's a good fucking CD pack full of motherfuckers. And he's got a Volume 2 coming out here soon, so check it out. All right, let's go ahead and just keep on moving. I got a shitload of songs here and an hour to play them, so here's the next set.
Driving in your semi, I get lonely here at home. You get mad friendly with those girls out on the road. Though the price seems low, in the end I'll always know.
'Cause trucks stop loving, wrecked our happy home.
My wife and family, I'm proud of what I have. But did I throw it all away for a truck stop one night stand? I thought that I was lonely, but I learned what that could be. 'Cause
truck stop loving got a hold on me. Road is long and dusty, it never seems end. Nice to hear a friendly voice waiting round the bend. Seems like love at first, but it's cheap and just the same.
Heavy, 'cause my heart knows what I've done.
Been lying like a cheater, I know you have become. I'll be waiting on the doorstep.
Oh, I know you read my mind.
That's right, 'cause
truck stop loving is the chief of kind.
I don't
know that truck stop loving is the chief of kind. Chief of kind. Chief of kind. Chief of kind.
Miles I've spent, weary, washed out, and wondering if a woman loves her man. 18 roads and 18 reasons, 8 more miles and 2 requests. Just let me love you like you are, and let me love you like I can. The things I said the night I left were wrong. I will admit, they were mean, obscene, and hurtful. And each word I do regret. Well, I was proud and rude and walked out for the longest haul of my life. And I thought of you every inch of that ground, and if you'll still be my loving wife. There was that home fight back in Phoenix and some motel in Tennessee, where some couple was banging the headboard, just like we did when we were 23. And that blue moon over Montana, we're at a truck stop, I burst into tears, because I overheard some daddy joke with his boys, and I frightened the poor cashier. 18 days and 18 wheels, and 13,000 miles I spent, weary, washed out, and wondering if a woman loves her man. 18 roads and 18 reasons, 8 more miles and 2 requests. Just let me love you like you are, and let me love you like I can.
Thank you.
there's old Joe Zach's market, and there's Mr. Mitchell's place, and there's the church we got married in back on that sunny summer day. And there's our old high school. Oh, how things seemed so simple then, when my only plan was to buy me a truck and put a ring upon your hand. 18 days and 18 wheels and 13,000 miles I've spent, weary, washed out and wondering if a woman loves her man. 18 roads and 18 reasons, 8 more miles and 2 requests. Just let me love you like you are, and let me love you like I can.
Start off this set here with next week's guest, Lisa and her kin, with Truck Stop Lovin'. Ain't nothing better than a little truck stop lovin', is there, folks? Well, when I was 17, I ran away. When I was on my own a little bit, I made extra money by becoming a lot lizard. But I tend to call it a lot wizard because I was a young boy doing what ladies do. And I used to hang out at the truck stops, and every now and then, when all the girls were gone and somebody was wanting pleasured, I would jerk off a truck or two for a little extra money, and that's not something I'm proud of, and I can't believe I fucking told you guys. Alright, anyways, I followed out with Gin Palace Jesters with 18 Days and 18 Wheels, and ended the set with Whitey Morgan and the 78s with On the Road Again. So, next set, here it is. My trucker horn kicks ass.
Mm-hmm. 10 miles up the road. His truck stopped in the sea. Rolling through his mind, now three kids and the wife. Now he lost them long ago, killing time on the road. Breaker, breaker, one night, only walking down his line. Take away all she had, then dump her body at the cab. Her hidden hands are found, the body lying on the ground. No one knows where she's been. Dried out feels like again. The truck stop killing lamb. Truck stop killing lamb. Won't you find out what he's done? He's already on the run.
She says she won't, but I know she will. I know she will, Lord, I know she will. She says she won't, but I know she will. She's the daughter of a truck driving man. I met her at a truck stop in F&M. In F&M, Lord, in F&M. I met her at a truck stop in F&M. She's the daughter of a truck driving man. Jolene, Jolene, you're about the cutest thing, Lord, that I seen. What's it gonna take to get close to today? A sweet honey darling, Jolene. I'm afraid a liner wheel is parked outside. It's parked outside, Lord. I asked her if she wanted to go with me for a ride. My friend Liner parked outside. Jolene, Jolene, you're about the cutest thing, Lord, that I'd ever seen. Now what's it gonna take to get close to you today? A sweet honey darling, Jolene. She won't, but I know she will. I know she will, Lord, I know she will. If she says she won't, but I know she will. She's the daughter of a truck driving man. Jolene, Jolene, you're about the cutest thing, Lord, that I've ever seen. Then what's it gonna take to get close to you today? My sweet honey, darling, Jolene. Sweet honey, darling, Jolene. My sweet honey, darling, Jolene.
Oh, Sarah Lou.
Sarah Lou.
Oh, Sarah Lou.
Sarah Lou.
I just cannot keep on loving you. Big red truck just got me thinking. I just bounced in my chest. Life is such a mess. So Sarah Lou, so Sarah Lou,
Sarah Lou.
Well, I can't be true.
Sarah Lou,
I've got this funny little feeling with that through. If you call me and run, then from gets on the ground. It's red right down across me, Sarah Lou. Well, I'm feeling true.
Sarah Lou,
oh, there's only few.
Sarah Lou,
who can smile wide open.
nothing prize. When you finally figure out all my lies, I was gonna keep you around my place until I find another place. Then I'll break the news to Sarah. Some Sarah Blue.
Sarah
Blue. Oh, it don't be blue.
Sarah.
You're someone better than me to follow. You're one of the million pages. They won't have to ask where I was. Only time one last night, Sarah.
All right, start off this one with Cogswell with Truck Stop Killer, Adam Lee Cogswell's band. I followed that with Otis Gibb with Daughter of a Truck Driver, and ended it with Them Damn Young Livers with Ballad of a Rhinestone Truck Driver. I do not have no time to spew any jokes, so next set. We'll be right back.
trucking. Hey, my swinging and trucking. 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 Hey, what's doing now? You team swinging and trucking. Hey, what's swinging and trucking. 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 Hey, what's doing now? Down in Harlem on the street, you can see them dancing feet. See them swinging and where they go. You can hear them sing righty, righty, oh. Hey, what's swinging and trucking. Hey, what's swinging and trucking. 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 Hey, what's doing now? Swinging and trucking. Hey, what's swinging and trucking? Trucking. Trucking. Hey, what's doing now? You team swinging and trucking. Hey, what's swinging and trucking? Trucking. Trucking. Hey, what's doing now? Down in Harlem on the street, you got to see them dancing feet. See them swing and where they go. You can even see hidey, hidey, oh. Hey, what's swinging and trucking? Hey, what's swinging and trucking? Trucking. Trucking. Hey, what's doing now? Hey, what's doing now? Down in Harlem on the street, you got to see them dancing feet. See them swinging and where they go. You can even see nighty, nighty, oh. Hey, what's swinging and trucking? Hey, what's swinging and trucking? Trucking. Trucking. Hey, what's doing now? Well, hey, what's swinging now? Well, everybody's swinging, trucking now. We'll be right back.
Alright, well, this last set here, we started with Mule Skinner Jones with Truck Stop Funeral. I followed that with Mike Penny and his Moonshiners with Everybody Swinging and Trucking. And I ended it with Whiskey Daredevils with Ironic Trucker Hat. That's going to be it for all the music tonight, folks. I wanted to end it with some Eastbound and Down, but I couldn't because I've been over my hour time limit. So just hold tight here, and Outlaw Radio Chicago will be on. So sit back and enjoy the evening, folks. It's been fun. I'll see you next week. Good night.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.